Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
Hello, everybody. It's your weekend review edition, Fantasy NBA Today. May have bumped some knobs on my mixer here, I'm realizing. Show's coming in opposite of hot. Cold. We're coming in cold today. There we go. Now I got the volume all figured out. You may have noticed, tidied up the facial hair. Look at that little baby face. Look at that young dude. Oh, yeah, that guy's not 40 until you see the male pattern baldness. Shh, don't tell anyone. It's becoming significant, and I don't like it. Anyway, I guess it's a show. I'm a little tired today, I'll be honest with you guys. It's mostly just how much sleep I get on a night-to-night basis, but we are deep into the fantasy season now. Real deep. Seasons are ending. Roto leagues, you're coming down the stretch. You got 15% of the season left. We got injuries happening left and right. Silly season in full swing, which is why the Week in Review show, which is what this one is. Welcome to the Week in Review episode of Fantasy NBA Today. I'm Dan Bespris, at Dan Bespris over on Twitter. So please do give a follow there. And a like and a subscribe and all that good stuff. This is why this show is actually a little bit simpler for me. Because this show, we're not breaking down schedules. That's what the other show every day is for. We have the show we're doing in the afternoon. Every single day, every weekday, we've done it, I think, for 3 weeks in a row now. And I even squeezed a couple of weekend shows in. 3 out of 4 weekend days, I think. That's pretty good for me. Nice ratio. Those shows are about schedule. That's where you talk about the fringy, ultra fringy, deep fringy guys that have a good schedule. This show, the Week in Review, it's kind of a safe space. It's a safe space from streaming. The streaming we talk about on the Week in Review show is about a guy that pops in for an injury replacement, opportunity to short stream someone for a big old game. We're not worried about weekly moves limits here. This is geared a little bit more towards Roto or head-to-head. Weekly leagues are also in the mix. So let's get into it. Week in Review shows we cover basically the last 4 or 5 days. I know it says 7, but we don't really go back to the last weekend because most teams have played 2 or 3 times since then. We focus on players independent of their current schedule, so don't ask about volume of the show you can ask about, my voice, but not volume of games played. We're not doing that. At Dan Bespris, at Ethos Fantasy BK, which, by the way, we've been told will become Ethos Fantasy NBA during the offseason. We're going to finally switch that up. Like, rate, subscribe. Check out the links in the show description for what do we got in there? We got our partners. We got our sponsors in the show description, Manscaped, ExpressVPN. Manscaped coupon. Did I say coupon code? I might have. Coupon code is ETHOS20. ETHOS20. 20% off and free shipping over there. Discord link is in there. All that good stuff. So now you know how we do our Friday shows. Took me 2.5 minutes to do it. with the music at the beginning. Apologies, everyone. A little bit of a slow start today. Like I said, I'm sleepy. Let's do it. We're working in reverse a little bit today, is the other thing that I thought was worth popping in there. We're going to talk injury replacement level players first, because it occurs to me that the way that I build this list, I do the ads, we do the holds, strong and then weak, soft, strong and soft holds. We do the guys that are nearing a drop or droppables. And then in the past, we've done the injury replacement board. But a lot of times, by the time we get to that, I've got all you guys going, hey, where the hell is player X? And I keep having to say, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to talk about this guy on the injury replacement board. Let's knock that out first today and probably going forward. I think I'm going to like this. This actually makes a lot of sense to me. I don't know why I didn't figure this out sooner. Now you guys can see all the players that, in my eyes, have not yet established themselves as an everyday play when their team is healthy, but are very much a play right now. And you guys can yell at me about it all you want, but, like, you know, thinking back to someone like a Trey Murphy last year is a good example of someone I left on the injury replacement board the entire season. And this year, we saw when the Pels were fully healthy, Trey Murphy was outside the top 120. When Dyson Daniels went down, he and Herb Jones each got a little bump. That was useful. They each picked up, you know, 2-3 extra minutes. And Trey Murphy got very hot, which also sort of rolled in conjunction. But I had all these people last year yelling at me like, Dan, Trey Murphy is number 65. He's number 65. I'm like, yeah, I don't care what a dude's rank is. I care how it happens. And I felt like last year we never actually got to see him be a 9-cat all-the-time play. He was a doesn't-matter level play before someone on that team went down. And this is not to say that Trey Murphy has nothing to do with what he is right this second. I'm just referring to sort of why I might keep a guy on an injury replacement board longer than people want to see them there. But you guys all take this as a slight. It's not a slight. It's just me being hyper-organized. So let's go through the injury replacement board. And if we have to pause on anybody, we'll pause on anyone. But Amen Thompson, technically injury replacement for Alperen Şengün, who's out for the season. So, you know, again, you could just call him a standard ad. But we haven't seen him do it when the team was healthy. He wasn't. He was getting 18 minutes a game when they were healthy. Yes, he's a play for the rest of the year. So, anyway, on we go. Josh Hart, with Julius Randle out. Deuce McBride, Miles, with OG Anunoby out. Paul Reed, with Joel Embiid out, who, again, I keep having these feelings of, like, when's the bottom going to fall out? But he's been fine. He's been okay enough. Kelly Oubre, with Embiid and Melton out. Sort of a double, it's a combo platter there. Al Horford, anytime any Boston starter is out and he's upright, is a great play. Peyton Pritchard with Drew Holiday out these days, and then other guys are going to sit during the back-to-back coming up, so you get sort of like you get a little extra there. Nick Richards, Mark Williams never came back. And Nick Richards hanging out in the doesn't matter zone the entire year. Vasilije Micić with Cody Martin out. And I had somebody come into my mentions to tell me that I was being too mean to Micić by saying he wasn't just a straight play. I don't know what it is that's so complicated about this. An injury replacement is a guy that you basically play. Most of the guys on this list are guys you play right now because their individual game upside is high enough to warrant a start. Like Micić, you're starting right now. But what we didn't see was him being consistently good enough until Cody Martin got ruled out for multiple weeks. That is when Micić moved from one good game out of every three or four to two good games out of every three, basically. That's when he took the jump forward. Just because we want it to be true doesn't necessarily make it true. Now, I don't know if Cody Martin's coming back this season. Doesn't matter. Hornets are way out of it. There's no reason to bring anybody back if they don't have to. I think the same story for LaMelo Ball. Probably not playing anymore this season. And at that point, does somebody come back? Let's say Cody Martin does come back and Micić continues to have fantasy value. Great. At that point, you can upgrade him from an injury replacement to a straight play. But an injury replacement is a play. This is not a slight on these players. I don't know how many times I have to say that damn thing. It drives me insane, though, that people are like, oh, Dan, you're being too mean to these guys. This is not mean. This is just, have we seen these players post consistent, everyday, startable fantasy value when the guy in front of them is not hurt, is healthy? And the answer for every one of these dudes I've talked about so far is no. Duncan Robinson couldn't do it when Tyler Herro was healthy. He's the next name on the list. George Niang. Oh, I spelled that wrong. Got to fix that one, don't we? Yeah, we're going to fix that one on the fly. That is George Niang. Come on, Bespris, get it together. For Max Strus. Simone Fontecchio. For Asar Thompson. And there's an asterisk next to his name because Fontecchio is hurt right now also. Asar's out for the season. Probably should have put that in parentheses as well. If Fontecchio can get himself back into the mix somehow, he'll be a very nice fill-in play. I have Duncan Robinson on there twice. Jeez, Dan, you got to sleep more. Oh, my goodness. Jeez. Bespris. Troubling today. Troubling. Cam Johnson right now is on my injury board. I don't think we've seen enough from him to say that he's better than a doesn't-matter level guy when that team is mostly healthy. But Dorian Finney-Smith missed their last ball game, and Cam Johnson exploded for a really nice one. Keon Ellis with Kevin Huerter out. Don't care that he had a quiet ball game yesterday. As I specifically said on yesterday's show, at some point he's having these six defensive stat games. He's going to get a game with only one because he's probably going to average up somewhere in the threes. If you get 6-1 game, you're bound to get a zero or a one in another. And then slow-mo Kyle Anderson out in Minnesota with Kat and Gobert down. We haven't seen do it until Gobert moved out of the way. Also, so there's your injury replacement board, and now you know where those guys are. So if they don't appear on any of these other lists, you don't have to be like, Dan, why aren't you talking about these guys? And I always have to say, yet. Talking about them, yet.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here's the ads of the week. TJ McConnell, second reminder. I think people have been slow to buy in on that. I thought I was slow to buy in on it. But I think I'm still about a week ahead of most people to say, hey, this guy's actually playing all the time. McConnell's a go. Solid numbers, not spectacular numbers, but, you know, between the sort of everyday posting almost the exact same line of like 11 points and 5 assists is strikingly consistent. 16, 13, 14, 13, the points over the last four. 4, 1, 4, 6 on the assists, 2, 2, 2, and 1 on steals. And he's been, you know, right around 50%. Every once in a while, he explodes. He pops off for a game. You know, he's 17-6-6. He had a 26-5 with 3 steals game mixed in there. So you mix in 2 really good ones with like 8-9 in a row okay ones, and you get playable. Last 30 days, he's number 81. And last couple weeks, he's actually been better than that. So McConnell, he's doing it in 20 minutes a damn ball game. Just sort of McConnell unleashed right now. Santi Aldama, I can't possibly get this one right. No matter what I do, I can't get Aldama right and timing-wise. Because I was like, oh, Aldama, great guy to pick up after the trade deadline because everybody's getting shut down. He's going to do all sorts of stuff. And then he just didn't, like, he didn't shoot and his minutes were all over the map. And I was like, oh, well, okay, maybe it's when JJJ goes down. And he had a couple of decent games when Jaren Jackson was out. But then he kind of disappeared, didn't take shots on offense again. And now all of a sudden, the Grizzlies have their main guys back, and Aldama's locked back in. So maybe it's a focus thing with him, where it's like, oh, we're playing our good guys. We actually have a legitimate shot to win this ball game. Maybe I should go try. And then over the last couple of weeks, he's really kicked it into high gear. And over the last single 1 week, he's been amazing. Shooting 49%, he's at 19-8 with 1.7 steals a block and almost 4 three-pointers a game. Yeah, a lot of that stuff is not sustainable, but he's on a serious heater right now. And the Grizzlies, you know, if for Aldama, it's going to be about the simple fact that they're trying a little bit more lately. You know, Bane being back has been useful for the whole we're trying, convincing people of that. And Jaren Jackson is playing in most ball games against competitive teams. I think that probably puts Aldama back above the cut line. But I've been wrong twice already this year, timing-wise, on Aldama. Not whether or not he can put up some decent lines, but exactly when it was going to happen. Total whiffs. I was like, oh, great. He got the whole front court to himself, and then he just didn't want to do anything. And now it's like, oh, he's playing with all these guys that want the basketball, and he's decided to rev himself up. So I'll admit, I can't seem to get it right on when he's actually going to go and take some shots, but it sure seems like it's happening right now. And if I get this one wrong again, then maybe I should just be like, you know what, just do whatever anybody else says on Aldama, because I can't get the timing right on that one. But we're close. Jalen Suggs. This is, you know, this is a little bit more of a heater play with Suggs. He's number 113 on the year. So, you know, you average it all out and he's sort of like a king among the doesn't matter guys. But over the last 3 weeks, he's rolling top 50 because he's shooting 55% over that stretch. A, mind you, fully unsustainable number for a guy whose field goal percent is typically not all that great. He has dramatically improved his three-point shooting this year. He's up to 40%. He's at 46 and change from the field, but he runs hot and cold. You know, he got off to a start this year where he was shooting around like, he was like a 48-85 splits, and then he went through a long stretch where he was shooting like 39%, and the free throw number came way down over that span, and he was brutal. And he got hurt a couple times in there. Well, the steals are starting to come back again because he's got his legs back. I think he can kind of smell the finish line a little bit. So this is a good time for an energy guy like Suggs to be in lineups because you're out of the dog days. Energy guys get ruined by the dog days of a basketball season. And Onyeka Okongwu is on the ads board as a bit of more of a stash play because we saw in the last one he didn't really get to do all that much. Their loss in Phoenix, how many minutes did he even get in that ballgame? 19. His line was okay, 8-3 with a steal and a block on a good field goal percent. But generally, that's not going to be quite enough. What I'm looking for here is, can Okongwu gather a couple of power forward minutes? And I feel like the answer at some point is going to be they almost have to. Like if Vit Krejci is not having a decent ball game, and he played pretty well, actually, for the Hawks yesterday, so he got a second most minutes on the team behind just DeJounte Murray. But like if Krejci's not playing all that well, or if DeAndre Hunter is having a... I mean, he didn't shoot that ball all that well yesterday, but he was being aggressive, and I think they liked that part. Then you'll probably see Okongwu and Capella play side-by-side a little bit. He didn't yesterday. That's the thing that would kind of unlock him. As it stands right now, he probably profiles as kind of a doesn't-matter range dude, 100 to 140, kind of somewhere in that range. In the backup minutes, 18, 19, 20, 21, that kind of stuff, that probably puts him in that 130 range. But if that pushes up to 22 minutes, then he's top 100. 24 minutes, he's probably top 85, 80. I don't think it's getting any higher than that. But again, kind of a upside stash, but he's healthy enough to actually give you something in the meantime. And if you're looking for guys in that doesn't matter group that have a little bit of upside, Okongwu is one of those guys. Strong holds. These are the holds that I don't think need much in the way of explanation. Naz Reid, if he can get healthy, dealing with a head thing, so we don't truly know what the timeline is when you get into the noggin stuff. You know, your guess is as good as mine. Guys just sort of pop back up again, and then it's all good. But obviously, when he comes back, he's going to have a massive role, and if you can hang on there, please try to do so. Trey Murphy and Herb Jones are obvious holds, especially now with Brandon Ingram going down. That, of course, is the big injury news. Probably should have started the podcast with that. Ingram, the initial diagnosis is a deep, I think it's a bone bruise, right? Yeah, bone contusion, which doesn't sound that bad, but those things take a while to go away. He'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks, which gives you, what, 10 days left in the season at that point? I think exactly 10 days left in the season. I think he's out for the rest of the regular season. If he plays again, it's probably like one game. So Ingram's probably a drop. There is no corresponding ad with Ingram. It's just more Trey Jones and more Trey Murphy and more Herb Jones. I can smush those guys together and graft one guy's head onto the other guy's body. Keontae George is a pretty strong hold. I know he's got some holes in his fantasy game. That's okay. I think you kind of just want to ride with it and let the usage take over. Denny Avdia, Trey Mann, these guys are holds because they have an opportunity to do a bunch of stuff. Gary Trent Jr. and Kelly Olynyk. If we need the Raptors, I mean, if they have a competitive ball game, these guys are going to put up some big fat lines, and they're doing fine even in massive blowouts. Isaiah Hartenstein is a strong hold. His minutes have trended back up to towards 26, 27. That's a really big deal for a guy who was stuck at about 22 for a while. Walker Kessler in Utah and Trey Jones, who's kicked things back up a click. Also, by the way, I think of Trey Jones kind of a very different fantasy profile, very different player, obviously. But Onyeka Okongwu and Trey Jones remind me of each other because at baseline, they kind of hang out in that 130-ish range. And then every once in a while, if you catch them on the right 2 to 3 weeks, that's when they surge ahead. That's when they push themselves up towards the front of that doesn't matter group, or maybe even just slightly above it. And that's why if you're going to play, and again, like with Roto, you don't have to play those guys every ball game. But when they get going, there isn't the great, like, so compare Trey Jones to a Jeremy Sochan, if we're going to look at those two guys together. Sochan, I call a guy who's a stream only while warm player. And for me, those are guys I generally just don't play. Because when the bottom falls out, kaboom. It's rough. There's no floor for a guy like Sochan. Or, who's another good example of this? Jordan Clarkson, when Markkanen was in. There's just no floor for those guys. Every once in a while, they have 2 weeks where they're rolling like top 70 or 60 or whatever. But then all of a sudden, the cooldown, and they're back near the edge of the top 200, 250. Like, it's a brutal drop-off. That's why those guys, for me, it's like, well, I'm not going to take a shot on them because if I catch them at the end of the heater, they're going to do way more damage than good. Guys like a Trey Jones, Okongwu, who else on this list might even profile in that range? Trey Murphy, before anybody got hurt, probably profiles in that range as well. These are guys that, yes, while a lot of the time they may hang out in that 125-130 range, they basically don't go lower than that for any extended stretch. And Murphy got very cold for a week or two, so maybe that's not the best example. But, like, a bad stretch for Trey Jones is 150, which isn't good, but it's not going to totally sink your fantasy team like a bad Sochan run, which is top 250. You can't even say top anymore. That's bottom 250. That's rough. That takes your team backwards. So that's why I'm more willing to look at a guy like a Trey Jones, who I think, you know, settles in the doesn't matter group, but can push ahead of that, as opposed to the stream while warm guys who settle in the 200 range and then can push up for brief stretches as well. The soft hold board, you guys might have some arguments with me on this one. That's okay. I'll give you my reasoning on them, and you guys can take it or leave it. Soft hold number one is Aaron Nesmith, who I feel like he's playing enough minutes where I'd be floored if he wasn't at least in that doesn't matter group. And again, that's why I feel okay with that, because I think he probably is a doesn't matter level guy who can maybe push in front of it if things break the right way. Jonas Valanciunas, who, by the way, I'm having a very tough time putting myself in people's shoes on this one because I didn't draft him anywhere. But just knowing what we know about JV, this is me making a call from the outside. So again, you can listen to me if you want, but if you're like, Dan, you don't have him anywhere, so how can you tell me to soft hold him? With Ingram going down, I think you got to at least give JV a shot now to see if they start to run a little bit bigger at times, want a little more offense in there at times. If they don't, they don't. And also, you know, Larry Nance tends to get hurt every couple of weeks, so that's another reason to hang on there. Trayce Jackson-Davis, some of you guys might yell at me that I should have him more as a very strong hold, but I'm not a full believer yet. He's been playing well, but I think sometimes we start to look at a rookie and see them playing well for, you know, whatever it is, week and a half, and say, this guy's figured it out. When we don't really know for sure if he's figured it out or not. He's on a run of double-digit scoring for 6 games in a row. The rebounds have been pretty good, and the blocks have been better. The free throws are really rough, like real rough, 47% over the last month. So there's a lot to like about his game over the last month, 78% from the field being one of them, and the 1.5 blocks. But full punt free throw is a tough one to swallow when the other stuff is not hyper elite. Now, the field goal percent is hyper elite, but the volume is not. So I'm not all the way there on Jackson Davis. I think there's a lot to like there, but he's got to get that free throw number up into probably the 60 range for me to really consider taking the plunge. Because again, for all the good he's doing, he's presently doing more damage. DeAndre Hunter is a hold, and him having a better ball game yesterday made this call a little bit simpler. I simply don't believe that Atlanta has enough offensive options with Trae Young out where Hunter won't have a decent amount of things to do. Bruce Brown is a soft hold. I'm not as excited about him as I am about Trent and Olynyk, but I think there should be enough here, especially with Quickley out also for Toronto. I mean, everybody's out for that team right now, so there ought to be enough. And then G.G. Jackson, you guys might be mad that I don't have him higher on the board, but just because he's gone on like a three-game shooting spree is not a reason for me to be like, oh, this guy's magically the best player in fantasy basketball. Yeah, he's running hot right now. Four-game shooting spree. He's got, what, 19 threes over those four ball games. Guys run hot and cold. If he cools off, it could get real rough. He doesn't typically get much in the way of defensive stats. There isn't a whole lot to float things there. Rebounds okay for whatever we consider him wing. He's a wing, I guess, for that team. But again, it's all about threes and points for the most part. So if the percentages dip, there isn't that hammock to hold him. Great opportunity in points leagues, by the way. Should mention that. And again, he's running very hot right now. Last couple of weeks, he's top 50 because he's scoring 25 points a game with 4 3-pointers on 50% shooting and 86% high-volume free throws. But those numbers probably aren't going to stick. I know Captain Buzzkill over here, but the dude's shooting 44% for the year and 75% at the free throw line. And even if you think those come up a little bit, 50 and 87 on high volume feels a bit of a reach. It's okay. You can yell at me if you want.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The I'm scared, nervous drop board. Malik Beasley. I think he can probably drop there. If you want a pre-drop, that's fine. He's not all that exciting of a fantasy basketball player anyway. And Giannis and Chris Middleton are both seemingly healthy enough right now. So there you go. Dennis Schroeder. I think a little bit of that sort of initial new team bump is wearing off. And with Cam Thomas around, I'm just not sure there's enough for Schroeder to do every day to balance out the fact that some parts of his fantasy game are not there. You know, he's number 157 on the year in 31 minutes a ball game, 14.6 assists. Fine, the six assists are nice, but there really isn't anything else he does that's been a net positive this season. And I find it hard to believe that he's going to be doing more than that the rest of the way in Brooklyn. So, you know, doesn't matter range is probably attainable for him, but there isn't much room to go above that while that Nets team is mostly healthy right now. And there is, unfortunately, room for him to taper off below that. So not really a big Dennis Schroeder guy. And then Corey Kispert, who I don't know what the hell just happened, but he's completely forgotten how to hit a free throw. And it is fully sinking any chance he's got lately of having fantasy value. I truly don't know. Back on March 8th, he went 6-for-6 at the foul line. And since then, his games have been 1-for-2, 1-for-2, 0-for-2, 1-for-1, heaven forbid, 1-for-2, 0-for-2, 2-for-6 last night. The hell happened? This dude was an 86% free throw shooter coming into this season. This year he's at 72. Yeah, huh? I don't know, man. But you certainly can't play him if he's not a positive at the free throw line. That was one of the whole reasons to have him on a roster. You get decent threes on good both percentages, but if one of those evaporates, he's not even close to 9-cat startable. Like, if free throw's a negative, he's way off the board. If you want to give him another game, I'm okay with it because his minutes are really high right now with Koulibaly being ruled out for the rest of the regular season and Tyus Jones, is he out for the rest of the season or just or indefinite? Either way, these guys are out a bit. So there's a lot of opportunity here for Kispert. And typically when he's played those 35, 36 minutes, it's been good. But typically it's because you get a lot of threes. You get him on a decent field goal percent. You know, 48% from the field isn't bad. And an 85% foul shooter. And that is bad right now. I don't know if it's a temporary dip or what. If he's going to come back and hit 9 for 9 in the next ball game, probably doesn't get 9 free throws for 3 games. But either way, something's gone amiss, awry here for Corey. And I cannot possibly advocate hanging on while he's shooting this horribly. And finally, the watch list, which is our final board. And then we'll do a quick check of the chat room to see if there's some players we didn't cover that you guys brought up. Dylan Brooks is on the watch list. He was actually in the midst of having a pretty good ball game yesterday before he got himself thrown out. 23 points on 13 shots. You know, the issue with Brooks is that he always runs extraordinarily hot and cold. And so you need to sort of max out usage with him. He's number 170 on the season, taking about 10.5 shots a ball game because he didn't shoot that well. The question I had, and I don't think I ever said to pick him up, but the question I had was when Alperen Şengün went down, was that 10.5 shots per game, was that going to go up to like a dozen? And if it did go up to a dozen, was that going to be enough to get him over the cut line? And the answer so far has been a pretty resounding no. But I don't want to just assume that it's always going to be a no, so he stays on the watch list. Jake LaRavia is on the watch list. He's been playing kind of fine, but he also can't shoot. He's shooting 35% on the year, and he hasn't had a game where he shot above 50% since March 1st. Since then, 0, 33, 47, 30, 44, 44, 15, 44, 31, and 30%. I like the scoring's been okay. He's been in the teens. Rebounding's been all right. Steals have been all right in there. But when you're full, basically punt field goal, which is kind of what he's been over that stretch, you need to do more in those other categories to make up for it. So while he's been shooting horribly, despite the uptick in points, about a dozen points per game, 5 boards, 1.3 steals, half a block, a lot of that stuff actually sounds pretty good, but the 35% keeps him outside the top 150. So watch list for LaRavia in case he warms up. John Conchard, Luke Kennard are sort of like tandem watch listers for me. I think with Roto, you can just sort of play Conchard as long as Kennard is out because we have no idea when he's coming back, if he's coming back. So Conchard would be an injury replacement, I guess, in that, if we're going to sort of categorize him properly for Luke Kennard. And then if Kennard comes back, then you put them both back on the watch list and say, all right, well, now who comes out of this pack? Jock Landale is on my watch list. He picked up some extra minutes yesterday with Jabari Smith Jr. in foul trouble. It really does feel like Landale needs... So he's running hot right now. Over the last 2 weeks, he's number 75 because he had that 7-block ball game mixed in there. If you remove that one, which I know you can't just like take a game and remove it because it happened, it's real, and that's why he's ranked higher, 21 minutes won't be enough long-term for Landale. Because it's probably not going to average 2 blocks in 21 minutes. If you look at all the other ones, and I get it, you know, you look at it, you're like, okay, well, you know, maybe that's just the way he operates. We'll have 1 block, 1 block, 1 block, 0 blocks, 1 block, and then boom, 5 or 6 in one ball game. But there's sort of nothing to indicate that that's normal. And so when you look at what he's done over the last 2 weeks, you get this weird sample size thing going on where there's one massive outlier in there. And if we don't see one massive outlier from him every 2 weeks, then we know it's a massive outlier. So, watch list. Jaden McDaniels is darn near startable with both Kat and Gobert and Naz Reid out. I should probably mention the fact that all three of them being down finally forced him to take 13 shots in a ball game. And that's the key for McDaniels. He needs to get over a dozen shots. When he's at 7 shots a game, what the hell is he at for the season? 8.7? Not enough. Because he's pretty efficient, shoots 49% from the field, 1.2 threes, a steal, 0.6 blocks, doesn't rebound or pass very much. So you just need more. You need that 8 and some odd shots to go up to 11, 12, something like that. So you're getting 14, 15 points, plus the low rebounds, low assists, and okay defensive stats. And then threes go from 1.2 up to 2. And it compounds. I think with all three centers out, I would probably play Jaden McDaniels. I don't believe we have an update on Naz Reid. We did just find out that Gary Trent Jr. is questionable, so that could detonate a couple of my leagues. But no update on Naz Reid as of this moment. But if all three of the centers are out for Minnesota, and we know Kat's out for the season, then you probably start McDaniels. Ochai Agbaji, who maybe this one becomes more relevant with Gary Trent on the questionable block. If Trent sits, you probably could play Agbaji. I mean, fantasy game is not all that good. Meh. And then Andrew Wiggins, who I'm sure a lot of you guys are like, Dan, why are you being such a butthole to Andrew Wiggins? He just had a really good ball game. Well, he's shown himself to be not super trustworthy this year. Over the last month, he's number 135, which puts him very firmly in the doesn't matter group, and that's probably where he sits. Wiggins is a doesn't matter. There's a little bit of upside for him beyond that, but we haven't seen it particularly often. So I'm inclined to just believe that he's a doesn't matter guy this year. Pretty consistently a doesn't matter guy, frankly. All right, let's see what you guys brought up in the chat room. What do we got here? Remember, we're not going to be doing streaming questions on this show. We are going to be doing questions about, well, sort of more roto-y type questions. Let's see if that. Basically, I'm looking for any questions on players I didn't mention. Here's one. I have Rudy Gobert and Tobias Harris in my IR. I can't get into the moves part of this thing. Would you drop either of those guys? Yeah, I mean, once you get a report, that's when you make a call like that. If you're by the way, guys, if you're asking streaming questions, save those for our streaming show. Okay, we got a question about what to do for next week if you have a bye this week. I'll be covering that on the streaming show either today or tomorrow. Fear not. Denbird says the injury thing versus ads is annoying semantics. Yeah, but I have to, though, because here, maybe I can explain myself to you in a way that makes more sense. By the way, this is a longtime viewer, so don't, if people are reading, they're like, oh, he's calling him out. No, he's not calling me out. This is a buddy. The reason I leave people on the injury replacement board and I don't just call them ads is because then I would have to immediately call them drops if a guy comes back and they're not good anymore. I want people to know, I can't assume that everybody's watching every single show I do. If everybody was watching every show I do, then I could call someone an ad one day and a drop the next day and they'd be on board with it. But if they don't, if they maybe just watch the Friday shows, it's like, okay, this guy's an injury replacement dude. I need to be ready in case news breaks on the guy that's in front of them in the pecking order. And so you can plan out your whole year a little more easily that way. So that's why in my mind, it's actually really important to kind of distinguish between the two. Any thoughts on Isaiah Jackson for the Pacers? Well, Miles Turner was in foul trouble in their last ball game, and then Jalen Smith also is sort of in and out of health all year, basically. So you kind of needed a few things to happen at the same time, meaning I'm kind of leaning towards a no on Isaiah Jackson. Sorry, Jose. I know you probably wanted me to hear a yes on that one. Any schedule highlights for next week? Again, don't worry. We'll get into that on the streaming show. If Gary Trent Jr. is questionable and doesn't play, are there any ads? I mean, Agbaji would be the closest guy. You're my fantasy hero. Well, thanks. That's nice. let's see here. Lot of streaming questions. What's going on with Kevin Durant? He's been number 26 player for the last 2 months. I think he's still number 11 on the year. I'm not super concerned about KD. I think he's just kind of throttled down a little bit. He had to do a line number 64 over the last month because he's shooting 81% at the free throw line instead of 90 and is 47% from the field instead of 50. And he's just not quite as locked, and the turnovers are at almost 4 per ball game over that stretch. you know, honestly, like, a lot of it's just the percentages. The other stuff is not all that different. And they got healthy. Beal's been in, Booker's been in, KD's been all in together. They're kind of taking turns who gets to chill a little bit. So it is what it is. I mean, he's still obviously an everyday fantasy player. So it goes. Obviously, you'd want him to be really hot right now if you're in your playoffs, but this happens to be a little bit of a little bit down stretch for him. I mean, 26 is still pretty good. So many questions about streaming. Is Sam Hauser back? I don't think we've seen anything yet today. Yeah, I got nothing on him. Now, if he is back, then Sam Hauser would be an awesome guy to add to this board. And frankly, maybe he should have been on the injury replacement board with that sort of asterisk like Fontecchio, because he's out and Boston's going into this back-to-back where they're going to rest half their starters in one and half in the other. And so if Hauser's in for either of those, then he's a really good one. So go ahead and in your mind, just put Hauser on the injury replacement board, but with the asterisk that he's still hurt as of this moment. And so you kind of have sort of no hope but to sit and wait on the injury report. And again, a lot of streaming questions. I appreciate them. They're lovely, but this is not a streaming show. Take them over in Discord. Maybe you guys can kind of help each other out, or you can help each other out in the chat room, or you wait. We're going to have our streaming show probably in about 4 hours from now. Subscribe, and that's a way that you can make sure that you know when that show is going live. My goal is sometime around 2 o'clock Pacific time, give or take. I will try to give some kind of warning on Twitter about when it's happening, and then hopefully you guys can kind of come over and join from there. Those of you that are watching right now on social, make sure you follow, so that way you can also make sure you see that tweet when it goes out, or come on over to YouTube, subscribe over there. That's a much easier way, frankly, I believe, to do it, so make the jump from one platform to the other. Or, and I've said this before, the easiest one, listen after the fact. Plus, we get paid more for the ads on those traditional pods. I know, being maybe too blunt, but it helps pay the damn bills. So anyway, however you take in the show, obviously I'm extremely appreciative. It's been awesome. The growth this year, last year, years, but like, it's crazy how our YouTube's taken off, how the pod's taken off, how the Twitter's taken off, all that good stuff. So thank you to everybody for all your shares and likes and subscribes and whatever you've done to tell people that you know. Go check out our pals at manscaped.com with promo code ETHOS20, ETHOS20, to get 20% off and free shipping. I am at Dan Vespers on Twitter. And we'll be back in a couple of hours, actually maybe more like 4-ish, with our streaming show that'll hopefully get you set for not only today, but also carry you through the weekend and into early next week if your season continues. Thanks for watching, everybody. See you in a little bit.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.